It is right now time for Praise This, the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack. Will be joining us, Tim Luke and Greg Strom. I do believe we just have Greg this morning.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was, I switched over to my wireless Beats, my headset.
Uh-huh.
Instead. So, technology.
That's right. All right. So, so I guess Tim's on the road, huh?
Yeah, he's actually in Las Vegas. Yep. He's teaching this week. He's doing his teaching his last USPAP class for several years because now that he's on the board for the foundation, they don't want him to teach. So he's getting in his last class there, but he's also teaching the graduate appraisal program out there. So he's I think there are about 30 people in that class this time around. And if I'm not mistaken, he's probably still asleep because it is 4:30 out there. And I have the feeling they went to Giada's restaurant last night and had a little too much fun.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having a little too much fun.
So, well, one of the things I want to talk about today is our phones have been ringing off the hook, and it's 'tis the season, as they say, because we're coming towards the end of the year, and now all of a sudden people who have put off those appraisals before the end of the year so they can get it in their taxes this year are fast and furious. So we've been doing a lot of art appraisals, and the thing is, people wait till the very last minute, and they don't understand that you just don't go to somebody's house, take a photograph, and do an appraisal in a day. That's been sort of the challenge of the week, is to try to make sure that we explain to people you have to give us time, and you might need to file an extension. As long as we can get the project started before the end of the year, we'll be fine. but don't call me on December 30th and expect to get it before the end of the year. So, yeah, things are good. And also, you know, this whole thing with Cyber Monday. Well, you know, in the auction world, there is Cyber December, because a lot of there's a lot of great auctions that are coming up. If you're still looking for fun things to get for Christmas, that are coming up at Julian's in the entire month of December, of which Tim will be out there. One of the shows that we'll do will be, he'll be out there. He'll be bi-coastal. And coming up, starting on December the 9th, for rock and roll, those rock and roll fans out there who are looking to buy some great rock and roll equipment, guitars, speakers, cymbals, you know, you name it, foot pedals. Walter Becker, the Walter Becker auction, who was one of the co-founders of Steely Dan, passed away back in 2017, and his estate is coming up for auction on December the 9th. There's some really fun things that are coming up. The entire thing is all electronics, his guitars, all of the things that he used to make such great music. And one of the highlights coming up is on December the 6th is the Elizabeth Taylor Lifestyle Sale. Now, we've talked about this in the past because, as you know, the big Elizabeth Taylor auction was at Christie's, and it was phenomenal. And it's a 3-catalog sale of her personal belongings, such as, you know, some beautiful furnishings, decorative things, some jewelry, and that's coming up. If you would like to have a little piece of the Taylor estate, that's coming up, and it's also going to be online and live on December the 6th. And Tim will be, he wasn't able to do that one because he is teaching in Vegas, but he'll be out there for the one that's coming up on December the 17th, which is Nancy Sinatra, Those Boots Are Made for Walking. And that's going to be a fun sale. And that's a lot of the her personal belongings and things that she's actually inherited from her father. So that's a fun catalog to look at and actually bid things. Cause things are probably going to sell very well, but there's still the opportunity of getting a piece of that sale as well. And then the last sale of the year, they do their annual or biannual, I should say, contemporary and street art, which is coming up on the 11th. And that's always for the people who like to collect street art, prints and prints, not prints. I said that to somebody sometime. He said, "Oh, Prince has got stuff up for sale?" No, it's Prints.
Yes.
That's coming up on December the 11th, and that's also going to be live and online. So there's you don't have to shop Amazon to get some good Christmas gifts. You can actually just go to julianslive.com and you can fill your stocking this year. So there's a lot happening there, and the auction season takes off then in January again. But between now and then, there's a lot happening in the online auction world.
All right. But you don't want novices going to these auction sites, because before you know it, if you're a novice, you'll be paying $20,000 for something without even knowing it.
Well, I will say the one good thing about if you do sign up at julianslive.com, you can just follow the auction if you want. And then you can... And if you have any questions, they're happy to answer anything on how to bid on things. And the one thing that I will say is to those people who are interested in following any of these things, if you do see something, once you register, if you do see something that you're interested in, set a maximum that you want to bid on it and stick to it. Because that's one of the things, as you said, Marshall, you can, if you're just starting out and all of a sudden you see something, you don't realize that it can escalate quite quickly. So just like any, it is a live auction. You can watch the auctioneer, but you can bid live. And just set your parameters as to what the max. You can go online and look at the catalogs before you start to bid, and then find the items that you're interested in, mark them, and then you can actually watch them sell live, and you can bid live, and just set your maximum. And once you reach that maximum, just go on to the next item and hopefully you'll be successful. It's what happened during the Marilyn Monroe sale. I had a woman who was from New Zealand and I was speaking to her in real time. And it was, I think, 3 o'clock in the afternoon here. And I think it was the next day in New Zealand at like 5 a.m. or something. And I had her on the line for an hour and she had 10 lots. And she set her... maximum bid, and as soon as it went over it, she said, "Okay, no, I hit my maximum. I'm going on to the next item." And she was able to get one item out of the six. So you just have to really be diligent and stick to it, because if there is something that you want, as long as you can stay within your budget, I say go for it, because it's an auction is a lot of fun, and these celebrity auctions are really, really fun to watch, even if you don't bid. So I hope everybody will get a chance to go to julianslive.com and watch, and Tim will give you a shout out.
You know, it's I just it, there's people that are used to bidding on eBay, and it's totally different than doing it with an auction house. Totally different.
Yes. Yes. That's a very good point, because on eBay you can put your maximum in there, but you also have the buy it now price. Well, they don't do that at most auction houses. So when these are live auctions, and they just have an online component as well. So when you place a bid, you are actually entering into a contract. And even though you're supposed to, that's the same way it is on eBay, they're much more strict when you're in a regular auction house setting, because we're dealing with real time, and there isn't you don't have the luxury of putting in a bid and going back 3 hours later or 3 days later and saying, oh, well, I'll wait until the very last day. They start at 10 o'clock and usually 10 o'clock in the morning, let's say, and that session might last for 4 hours. And after that, it's done. So you have to be willing to commit to the time, and you can always check with the auction house, whichever one it is online, who is doing the live auction in conjunction with online auction, and find out when your lot is coming up. And they're very good about telling you about approximately when it will be coming up. And if you want to be on live, or you can actually leave a phone bid if you would like and have someone at the auction house bid for you. So it is different than eBay in that respect, and it's really exciting and fun experience. So I highly recommend it.
Well, it's also, you're a lot more secure. People that bid on things on eBay, it's not nearly as secure or well run.
No, it is not.
You can get the old shaft on eBay much, much easier than you can at a certified auction house, especially a quality one like that.
Absolutely. At everything, and every person is vetted. When you sign in, you don't just automatically sign in. You have to leave a credit card number, and they actually vet you before you get in there, because, as I say, you are dealing with property that is, you know, it's not a giant garage sale like eBay has become. Exactly. And this is, some of these, for example, in the Sinatra sale coming up, there's a Guy Wiggins painting, and it's, I think, in at $40,000 to $60,000. So this is no chump change here. These are real pieces of art. So everything is vetted very carefully, and as are the bidders. So it's a safe place to you can feel confident when you're bidding. So if you are doing it for the first time, don't be afraid to ask questions from the auction house about who are some of the clients that you've had, what are some of the sales you had. So it's a fun time and a fun thing to do, and you can really follow the market very easily through online auctions. So I recommend it, highly recommend it.
All right. Well, we're going to get back to cleaning up the snow up here, because we got about 14 inches of snow. So,
when I'm there, could you please make sure that there is no snow?
You know that it's going to snow. You just know that for a fact. You have got no way around that. I want you to know that right now. And I haven't looked at any long range forecast, but you know that when you come, it's going to snow. Bring your snowshoes.
Well, I like the picture you posted. I like it when it snows only on the grass.
Yeah, well, that didn't happen this time.
Okay. No? Okay.
I'll speak to you next
week. Well, work on that for me.
All right. I'll speak to you next week.
Okay.
Take care. Bye. Jim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com with Appraise This.